on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jenna, Mig Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What's happening, ladies?
Not same a lot.
Same old stuff. Anybody?
The Ass family just upgraded their property to level 10.
Well, lucky ass.
It's exciting.
Hard yeah. workers.
So now people can rob us and we don't care. We'll just steal.
What are they going to do with that? Is there going to be other levels or anything?
Yeah, well, there's another property coming out called The Bunker, and that will offer a bonus of defense. The images are in the server, so I was expecting it to happen this week. But
yeah, well, they've still got time.
Yeah, but hopefully they wait, because I don't know what they'll do when the new one comes out. Are they going to keep the artillery shells on the free gift page or not?
Mm-hmm. So this goes up to 10, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're at 8, so we're getting there eventually.
Yeah. Well, it really helps that you can get 20 from the news feeds now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It shouldn't take people very long.
Yep. Stream scanner will catch all those.
Yep. Well, and if you have a responsive mafia, you don't even need to use the stream scanner, because if you just ask for the parts,
you'll get
20. Yeah.
Yeah. Very true.
It helps. It does help.
Oh, it helps tremendously. It doubles the rate of which you can upgrade it.
Nice. Nice. So what's going on this week? Anything new, Pete?
Well, last show I talked about whether or not we'd actually have a poker script come out, and I did end up writing one called the Heinzenator.
Heinzenator.
And then I, of course, didn't have any idea. I'm not a big poker player, so I had no idea what Heinz was other than the ketchup company. So I had to ask, and he said to ask Jen, so we're going to let Jen explain who Heinz is.
Tell us. I don't know. I thought it was ketchup.
Well, P.S. Heinz is a German poker player, and Ike's from Germany, but he won the World Series of Poker last year.
Yep.
Held in Las Vegas, and he's really young. He's like 23, I think.
Wow.
And he won $8.7 million. And the beauty of him being from Germany is he didn't have to pay taxes on that prize pool.
Holy mackerel.
Yep. Very nice.
Yeah.
That works.
So, yeah, so it was called the Heinzenator. Now, granted, the poker game's going away. We don't know whether or not it'll be back again, you know, in another season. We'll wait.
We think it will.
Yeah, well, yeah, we speculate, but.
And if they wrote the code, I mean, after they fix the bugs, they might as well have it again, but they really need to do something about the cards and the gifts.
Because I have speed, and then I can't figure out what all to collect, and I'm missing out on the mystery bags because of it.
Yeah, a lot of people are, and it really makes no sense if you're going to have an event where we have to collect that many gifts, and you can't ignore the other stuff, so then you wouldn't be able to finish it if you didn't collect your 200 and some gifts every day, and that made the event not fun.
Yeah.
Because it kind of sucks to be, like, not able to accept gifts by, like, 12:30 when you reset at midnight.
Well, and what's even worse about that is that if you accept them at midnight because you happen to be up and you want to do something, it screws up your daily progression because your daily progression isn't on the same timer.
Oh, that's right. For some people.
Yeah.
Like for me, it is. So.
Well, because you're Pacific Standard Time. But
I never thought of that.
Yeah,
so I guess
it screws me up all the time because like for me, midnight and 2 a.m. is when my progression resets. And I'm often up at, you know, 12 o'clock at night. And, you know, I'll go run my numbers.
You're up at 3 at night.
Well, that's true, too. But I've got to sit on however many gifts I've got sitting in my ZMC that I can't do anything with, because if I use them too early, then I got to find other ways to make up my progression stuff.
Well, the easiest way for progression is to run your loose slots bookmarklet.
No, I know. That works well. True, but I can do it with my gifts, too, when I'm collecting them.
Yeah.
And I don't have to do a double. I have to go.
But if you don't want to wait, that would just be an alternative.
Good point.
But not as efficient as if you did wait.
Right. property manager got some updates, obviously to include the newest property that's now kind of an older property, but it's Ike's had that in there for a little while. It's also been cleaned up a little in the interface, a little bit easier to navigate and such. Trying to think what else. Toolbar had been updated with some kind of back-end code stuff to try to deal with some of the scroll bar issues and some of the layout issues when you're on a framed Mafia Wars page and you open up your Spocklets, you know, menu, and if you've got a lot of Spocklets in it and or you do it in the config, it was not displaying properly. You get to a spot where you couldn't actually see your the bookmarklets themselves. So we think we've got that resolved.
That scroll bar is nice too.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out why sometimes I would have it and sometimes I wouldn't. And now I guess everybody has it.
Right.
But it would show up every now and then. And it confused me because it was so beautiful.
It was so beautiful.
It was. I loved it. And then I'm like, where'd it go?
That's probably about it. And I know there's a lot of other stuff that's going on in the game. If there's anything else that comes to mind, I'll interject where appropriate.
I just see drama everywhere, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a rampant.
I know. It's crazy right now.
Well, and, you know, I bet it's because of the number of players that have quitted. Now that there's a smaller player base, people are fighting more.
We all know each other now. The gloves are off.
Yeah.
The drama is thick. So, anything else there, Pete? Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's it. We've had a few rants come in on the rant line.
Anything good?
Yeah, a couple of them. I will go ahead and play them and let everybody else get a feel for what other people have been problems with.
Okay, so for the last few days, the Loot Lady's website or blog has been kind of dismal. But have you looked at tonight's blogs? Holy crap, Jen and her crew are working overtime. So my shout out goes out to Jen, because no matter how much we hate this game right now and how frustrated we get with it, as well as Jen getting frustrated with it, this gal is working overtime. Jen deserves a huge kudos for actually getting out of bed early and working on a blog. You guys have a great night. Love the blog. Love the show. It's time for me to go bye-bye. Hey, it's Frank.
911, what is your emergency?
My friend fell out of his tree stand, and I think he's dead.
Calm down, sir. First, we need to make sure he is dead.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, now what?
Hey, this is Anne, a.k.a. Amelia from MIG, and it's not a tip. It's a mega rant. Consider this a shout. Zynga has got to stop making the game such a chore. Ask for this. Ask for that. We've turned into a bunch of beggars, always having our hands out for stuff. People are quitting left and right. If Zynga cared about the players, they would open a secret district or two with low energy costs so that we could all get a sense of accomplishment and completion and make us keep playing. And maybe we might even spend some money on reward points. As things are right now, people are leaving left and right. And if it weren't for the family that I'm in, Nig, nig, nig. I'd probably be gone, too. Take care.
The other was Eddie Hunter had some questions and sort of a rant about the family battles. You know, there's two ways to do battle with another family after an invite is accepted, the 1 hour and the 4 hour. What bugs me the most is to say you accept someone's invite for a battle. 2 minute timer comes into play once the battle begins. Not one member of the other family raises a finger, just sits there and does absolutely nothing. You cannot attack them. They're already dead. It's really annoying having to sit through an hour battle, and the only thing you could do is just kind of sit there and count your score. I have to agree with that. There's cases, which is why I thought, like, if you beat down their safe house a number of times, it should be done, because you do have those cases where you go against family that's asleep, and they're not healing. They're not doing anything. Now you're in a battle. And what happens if you pick the 4 hour one? So I don't know if they'll get around to ever making that better or anything else. His recommendation was change the family battle timers to a 30-minute and a 15-minute, plus add a 5-minute winner by default for no participation from the other family. So, I mean...
Well, like we've always said, we think there should be a white flag of some sort.
Right.
Yeah, so you can move on.
Some sort of forfeit if something's not happening, but I think 15 minutes is probably a little too short.
Well, that would definitely be a blitz.
Yeah,
you'd have to get a lot of ices in really fast in 15 minutes to win. It would be an exciting 15 minutes if the game can keep up with you. Yeah. If the game can keep up with you. But the other that goes along with this, and it's not part of his rant, but it's something else that a long time ago I had mentioned, that there was an issue where people could actually never participate in the battle in the sense of join the battle. And they could fight outside the battle and actually help their family score points. And I was told by Zynga that that's not possible. And I gotta tell you, it is possible. And so you need to check your code. Because there are definitely cases now of people that are not in battles. And I can check my log history of people that are attacking. And they're not in the battle. They're on the other actual family. So, I mean, it's not like a person they've asked, you know, called in reserves and ask for help from another family. They're in the family. They just never join the battle because they're not one of the admins, and they get credit for ices and stuff like that, and our family is getting beat by people that they shouldn't get beat by because those people aren't participating in the battle module, which means that they're either creating their own fight lists, spreadsheets, or otherwise to, you know, take on those battles. So
that's not cool.
Yeah, that needs to be addressed because, you know, a lot of us fight directly from the family battle module.
I do.
Yeah. Or you start there and then you create a you know, a rivals list that you're going to fight off of afterwards, which is fine too. Yeah.
No room for family battles.
But
I need the family battle, and I like to be able to go through there and hit from there. So I really hate hearing that, especially since it was addressed and denied. So
yeah, and I was told specifically that it's not an issue, but I can definitely tell you with some testing and confirmation that it is still a problem. So there's something that's, you know, something that's allowing that to happen. I'm not sure what it is. And I think, and I speculate that, you know, the system knows who's in the family and it's not looking to say who's actually active in the battle. So, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed at some point.
They should just have everyone, if they're going to give everybody a loot item after each battle, then everyone should just be auto-joined.
Everybody's a target.
Well, right? That way to begin with, and then they changed it. And I don't remember what the rationale, of course, they don't usually provide us with enough information to tell us what the rationale was on why that changed. I guess I do, and I remember Chester making some comment that there's cases of people that are not actually online, and they didn't, you know, want those people to have to be in the battle.
Well, if they're not online,
they're going to be iced anyways.
Unless they're running something to auto heal themselves, they should be iced once, and that would be that, and they'd be dead the rest of the war.
Right.
Yeah.
And besides that point,
they're getting the loot anyways, why not have them in there?
Yeah, I agree with that, and that may have to be the change again, is to put everybody back in the battle again, and not let it be an opt-in that, you know, you have to click on the battle module to actually get in the battle and participate.
Yeah, it's just part of being a family. You take the blows, you're a family.
It's not like it's going to hurt. Well, no. It may hurt.
But it should only hurt once unless you're auto-healing.
Yeah, true.
So,
and if you're auto-healing, you deserve to be auto-healing.
Exactly, then you're my number one target, and I will sit on you, and I will watch my score climb.
Especially if I can knock you down in about 3 shots, then I'm going to be sitting here on the whole time.
And if you're
auto
healing, I can't take down your house. So then I'm going to have to sit on you.
Yeah.
No, Pete takes forever to take down.
Really?
When we had a battle with the Spox, it was funny. Hell. Nobody could beat
What's that?
You've got a mass amount of health, and then you reheal.
I do. You know, and I don't take it. We were fighting a battle tonight. Like, their percentages of health were like in the thousands, which means that they've had to have had at least 50 to 60K in health, probably at minimum. And then on top of that, they probably used the Chicago distillery to boost their health even more. I mean, it was outrageous. I mean, there was no way. Your health. And they probably, yeah, probably did a boost on top of it. I mean, it was crazy sick, the amount of health that these people had in this battle. I mean, it was just like they walked away with it. We couldn't do anything. And I mean, when not like, you know, all of us Spocks are a bunch of weaklings, we've got some pretty sizable, you know, characters.
Did you know, I never talked about this. I was going to make a blog post. But did you know for a while there was a glitch with the skill point reallocation?
Oh, really? And
if you bought one of those double your health boosts before you bought the skill point reallocation, you could purchase the move 10 and you could move it from your health and your health would double.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
And it would stay doubled. And this went on for some time, and I don't think anybody got rolled back. I've never heard anyone tell me they got rolled back that did this.
Yeah. Huh.
But some people were able, it lasted for about 4 skill point reallocations. And so some people got to like quadruple their health. So maybe you ran into one of those guys.
It's quite possible. I mean, but it was just ridiculous.
I bet you that's what happened. And you would think Zynga would roll those people back.
You would think that. I mean, that's, there's something just drastically wrong with that. Yeah. Well, but I mean, that's not a, not, I mean, that's definitely a, that's a glitch. That's not just a bug. And you took advantage of it. It's an exploit. Yeah. So that's one of those that I don't think, you know, that talk about unfair gameplay. If you let people stay with those stats that they got heisted as a result of that, then you should be fixing it.
Well, same with those treasure chest keys that were dropping in the fights, and some people got thousands of reward points. They never rolled anyone back.
Yeah, that's all right, because Zynga gets their reward points back one way or another.
Yeah, I don't. I was just surprised they didn't, because only because they took such a stance on that war loot.
Yeah.
So now, it's kind of funny.
Speaking of reward points, I got asked a question today by someone in the Spock family, and they said something about, well, what is the best way to spend reward points? You know, and they said that occasionally they spend it on, you know, refilling their stamina or whatever else. And, you know, for the longest time, I've been a pretty avid collector in Mafia Wars. With all the stuff that now I can't finish and complete things, even though I'm busting my ass to try to do it, I've kind of given up on that. So, Zynga, you're basically losing out on money. What we've kind of always had a realization on, at least my opinion and some others, is that, you know, skill points being purchased through early crafting is really the only place you'd really ever want to spend your reward points in the game. I mean, unless you're buying something like unique, like we had the situation with Jenna in the crates and stuff like that. But as far as stuff that you can kind of take with you as you continue to build your character, really the only worthwhile place to spend reward points is on crafting.
See, and I'm a stamina addict. When we're in a fight or something and I need stamina, it's the first thing I will do.
Yeah.
And I prefer it to be on sale, but that's probably my weakness, is stamina.
Yep.
I would rather craft, but I want the stamina. When I want to fight, I want to fight.
Right.
Speaking of that and skill point relocation, I found something out. Someone asked about it on my fan page, so I tested it. And I didn't know this, and a lot of people didn't. And it's been like this since day one. If you were to purchase like a 10 for 10 reward points, a skill point reallocation, and you move 10 points from your stamina and put it somewhere else, it would automatically refill your stamina.
I thought so.
So, and the same with energy and health. I just never noticed it did that. But
so make sure you're drained out before you do your reallocation if you're doing it.
Yeah, only if you were going to move stuff from stamina. And some people say that's crazy, but maybe you want to just move 10 points to your attack.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll gain a refill in the process. And you could always move it back later.
Right.
So sure. I thought that was kind of neat.
Yep.
A little bonus.
Yeah, I might start doing that.
So what's up with you, Jen? Anything change?
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff changed. We'll talk about poker first because Pete brought it up. They gave us a one-day extension. There was a problem earlier today where the event had 13 hours left to go, and people were collecting their poker cards, but it was saying the event's over, here's a mystery bag instead.
So
because of that, they gave a one-day extension, which is cool, but...
Yeah, like, fargan bastages.
A lot of people bought cards trying to finish last night, I think.
Yeah, and had we known about this, like we were talking about, I accept my gifts right at midnight. So I needed 40 wins to get from gold to ruby for the second time.
So you're on your second trip.
Yeah. So I determined if I collected 250 poker cards, I would get 50 games, and that's only about 25 wins. So I don't want to do it because I didn't want to buy poker cards. So I just didn't, I ignored all my poker cards and accepted mystery bags because I was in the process of testing those to see if anything changed. And nothing did change, so I really didn't need to accept that many. But because of that, this one-day extension is not going to help me because I'm still in the same boat as I was last night.
Wins did you need to finish this whole event?
150. So you have to play 300 games. And it was determined you only really needed a 42% win rate to finish it, which is about 1,700 cards.
Mm-hmm.
I think 1,750. So it was possible to do this without spending reward points, but you do sacrifice your other gifts.
Yeah,
right?
And I was kind of mad because I had 24 hours left, got to 100, and said, you know what? I'm never going to finish to 150. So what's the point?
Right.
So I gave up. And I guess this is the point you should never give up.
Then you could have.
But I could have because I could have hit my daily. I would have hit 25 for that day at minimum maybe. And then if I would have went the next day and spent, you know, used all the cards, I would have got my other 25 and I would have ended up finishing to the emerald level. It kind of really made me mad. Well, I only made it to the ruby, the 100.
That's all I'm at, E2. So.
Because the timers threw me off because I knew the timer event was going to be over before I could get any more. And again, to Jen's point, you know, we have to go in and assess whether or not, you know, we have other things we have to collect too. You know, and on top of this, now there's a collection and all this other good stuff that we now got to collect too. So you've got more stuff you're collecting. And since I couldn't finish the event anyway in the first allotted time, then I said, well, I might as well just not collect those cards anymore because now I can go collect mystery bags or whatever else to try to get to the other parts of the events.
Right.
So anyway, right. I was kind of mad.
Yeah, and the players who didn't, like, stockpile their welding torches, they found the same thing. Well, I need to upgrade my Assassin's Academy, so I still need welding torches. And now we have a secret district, so you have to think about the consumables. And then people that don't, or didn't collect special parts and exotic animal feeds are in the same boat. If you want to craft those good items from the New York properties, you need those things.
Right? Yep.
Exactly.
And, you know, I spent every day, that's all I would collect when there was really nothing, you know, useful to collect. So I'm kind of loaded up on those. But not everybody did that. So there's a lot of stuff in the free gifts, and we're going to get those Chinese mystery bags soon.
Because it's Chinese New Year, right?
Yeah, on the 23rd. So there's 20. But, I mean, if we don't get another season of poker, then this won't be an issue. There should be plenty of, you know, spaces to collect what you need. And the family property.
I was thinking, you know, and I'm sorry for kind of interjecting here, but I was thinking with regard to these items, if they don't make the gift giftable, so, for example, we're talking about, like, the new secret district. You have to have heartbreakers. Is that what they are?
Yeah, I think that's jailbreakers. Right.
Jailbreakers. Heartbreakers. I'm already planning for Valentine's Day. Okay, so you got to have jailbreakers, right? So what if they just allowed you to get an unlimited number of jailbreakers? What would that really harm the game if you can't trade them and you can't give them away and you can't do anything with them other than let them sit in your loot? Then they could actually allow you to collect way more gifts in a day than 250. You can still queue 250. But then you can collect these items you truly need, and if your friends are gifting them to you, then they gift them to you. Then it doesn't hurt anything. Again, it always gets to. So you finish the event a little earlier than someone else. Does it really make any difference? For those people that are rushing to finish it anyway, they want to get back to what they do in the game anyhow, which is either fight or serial level or, you know, go do whatever else, which really doesn't then hurt them either.
And it's a shame, too, because now people are having trouble getting what they need it returned. Like,
right.
People that are still working on their Chicago properties, nobody's returning those property parts because they can't collect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I've had a few people write me saying, I'm using the gift blaster just like you said, and I'm not getting any of my parts returned.
Right, because people are turning around and ignoring them. because right. they don't want them to count as their gifts.
Uh-huh.
That's a problem.
Yep. That's to the sort of to my point. If there's certain things in the game that they could go ahead and just let basically an unlimited number of items get transferred around, then it really doesn't hurt anything, you know, or they already know what the maximums are going to be for a game, then let you collect to the maximum. You know, if you can only, to finish the poker game, you said what, 1,400 cards? Maybe.
It was 1,750. If you collected 250 a day, but you don't really need that many.
Okay, but let's say worst case scenario, you needed 2,000 cards. So set a limit that the maximum that they could ever have in their inventory is 2,000. And if they collect 2,000 in the first day because everybody shares them around, then what's the harm?
Right.
There isn't
any harm at all.
Right.
And that limit was only put there to prevent people exploiting mystery bags, and they fixed that.
Right.
You can only get an item on your wish list once a day, the reward point once a day. So what's the point of limiting it now?
Right.
So if Joe Blow wants to go accept 3,000 blue mystery bags and get a
then go at it.
Crap load of boosts, then let him do it.
I really think that they should really reevaluate the items that they have on the free gifts page and whatever else that are not giftable, that can't be passed around, that are tied to these special events, creating a mechanism by which you can basically get an unlimited amount.
Yeah, and it's a benefit to have a big mafia that's responsive. So let the people that have that have a small advantage, and it would encourage players with smaller mafias to get more people.
And or to join families and then expand their base that way too. And yeah.
It would benefit Zynga more so than it would us.
Yeah.
Hopefully they
care.
Listen.
They care about their next biggest game.
Well, if they want to keep this one around.
I sometimes wonder if they care. I don't know.
We don't know.
Well, they care as long as people are paying the bills.
Did you guys happen to see the show on NBC this week with Mark Pincus?
No, I haven't watched it.
Not that enlightening, but it just kind of shines a light onto what he's thinking anyway.
Yeah. So. And I think they'll leave our game alone. I mean, if you look at the numbers for Vampire Wars, which is very similar to Mafia Wars.
Is it still around?
Yeah, it's still there. And they only have, I think, like 30,000 daily players.
Oh, I didn't even realize it wasn't there. Maybe I have it blocked is why I just don't see that.
Maybe.
That's probably
And, you know,
it.
We have, and I'm just using the numbers that Facebook reports. They're probably not accurate. We probably have more like 30,000, but according to the application metrics, we have close to 600,000.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was lower than that, so.
But that same information and reporting system shows Vampire Wars is like having 30,000. So I don't think we're in jeopardy of them actually shutting the game down for quite some time.
It wouldn't be wise. I mean,
but they could make more money from it if they would do some of these things we suggest.
Because
we would spend more.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But the Mafia Wars is unique because you have a small pool of people that spend and have spent tens of thousands into the millions of dollars on their character.
Exactly.
And
a lot of money.
Either.
A lot of money has been spent here. And so it would be really stupid to just continue to blow us off. So. Mm-hmm.
And there are signs. Like on the last show, I talked about what a mess the bug report thing on the forums is, and you can't even submit workarounds.
Right.
Well, they did post something on their blog, and they compiled that list. They put it in one spot. On the forums, it's in like 10 different spots. And if you want to find a bug, you have to do some searching. And what they did is they made one complete list and it's posted on their blog. And they asked people to submit other bugs if they forgot any. And I did notice that they've added quite a few that weren't there before but now are.
Hmm. Well, I mean, that's what the pack did too. We made a huge compiled list, prioritized, did all the legwork for them, and they did nothing with it.
Pissed me off. That's what they did with
funny,
it.
Because what they were asking the player base to do is pretty much what PAC was doing for them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
but that's
kind of irritating.
I posted.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to make fun and say, you know, they're asking us to do their job, but it was nice to see that they went ahead and did that. And it shows that there is signs that they're working on that system and they recognize that it's flawed. And it worked much better when we had Cerulean Master and Rinzler there because they updated it.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, this is what happened. I forget how many days ago, but every single Mafia Wars post on every player's account disappeared. And you couldn't see Mafia Wars posts. You couldn't make them. They weren't going anywhere on Facebook. And that caused some, you know, panic. And then everyone started posting, oh, they put it on customer support. Look, it's a known issue. Well, there's another bug that doesn't affect everybody, but it affects some players where their Mafia Wars posts are not visible in the news feeds.
Mm-hmm.
So they were addressing that bug, but people assumed it was the new bug. And I think if players can be on this game 24/7 getting information out about current bugs, then somebody over at Zynga should be doing the same thing. You know, you could pay one person or two people, one take half a day, or three people, everyone does 8 hours, where that's their job, is to look for things that change like that and address them. Because now you had an old post with the old known issue being used as the current known issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was fixed relatively quick. I went to bed, and when I woke up, it was fixed. But then the people that have the other bug were like, it's not fixed for me, but it was fixed for them, but they just have a different one. And that bug still persists. It happened to me twice. I don't know about you guys, if you ever found you didn't have any feeds in your news feeds.
The only day that happened was the day that there was actually a Facebook problem.
Well, this is still a Facebook problem, I believe.
Yeah.
But it happens randomly, and it happens to different people on different servers, and it lasts a varied amount of time.
Right.
I've seen 10 was the most days I've seen.
Yeah.
When it happened to me, the first time it was 3 days, and the second time it was only a day.
Yeah.
So anything else new?
Oh, yeah, lots of stuff. I'm just getting started.
Oh.
we were talking about all these gifts. And I haven't addressed the new mystery bag collection. It's called the Disco Collection. And you get the first three items from blue mystery bags, the second four, or the last four items from red mystery bags.
Do they not drop much? Because I'm not getting them.
Oh, I have them all.
You have them all?
You should get one a day from each type of bag. And you can
I guess
put
I'm
them
too busy getting poker cards.
Yeah.
Probably.
You should just add them to your wish list. You're a popular
guy. I have, yeah. No, I have added them. Only one nice guy sent me.
Well, maybe put a sexy picture up there. Show some boob.
No, I have to keep something private.
Yeah. So, and they kind of, and they changed some of the loot items also offered in the bags. And actually some stuff that most people will use. There's and they're old crate items, but they have pretty decent stats, and they replaced the items we have been getting for months. It was over 5 months since they updated mystery bags.
Has it been that long?
Uh-huh. And wow. Then Pete probably could have mentioned this. I bet he forgot because I did too. But they added red mystery bags to the gift blaster.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's a good idea if we don't have any other gifts to open. It's a good idea to open as many of these mystery bags as you can. Because there's two loot items that are probably going to help most of you. And their drop rate's pretty good. Like the Nerve Agent is a defense weapon with 107 defense. And
I am seeing that more often than the collection.
Yeah, and I opened up 230 of them last night. And I got, out of the 230 mystery bags, I got like 25 Nerve Agents. So that's a pretty good drop rate.
Yep.
Not bad.
And the claustrophobia drops in the red mystery bags, and that has good stats.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that yet.
That claustrophobia. Yeah, that, it doesn't drop as frequently, though, I noticed. But anyways, there's really no need to rush on that collection because you don't get any skill points. All you get is a loot item, and it's not a very good loot item. And it makes me suspect that they probably meant to do this refresh a long time ago. For vaulting the collection, you get an defense vehicle called Smooth Perfection, and its defense is 110, which normally on something like vaulting a collection, you would get something really good.
Right.
And 110 right now is not really good. It's still good, and I'm not complaining. And
not good enough.
Right. It'll be active in most people's inventory right now, but probably in a couple weeks it won't be. And there's no skill points. You got 20 skill points for vaulting the It's a Trap collection. So I wish they would go back and do something better or let us revolt it or something. But there's no need to hurry in that. If you're just opening up bags to get that collection vaulted, you could probably wait 2 weeks and then people will be giving them away because they'll have too many. That's a good strategy as well.
Like I said, too, that's another one of those that they've now moved on to this Ruby, you know, all these different levels of districts and all these loot item levels. They should revault levels.
Yeah.
So you revault once, you get bronze. The second time is silver. The third time is gold. Then you have, you know, your ruby, and then move on to diamond, get rid of the emerald, and then at least you could do them several different times.
That's a good idea. And we got one of our favorite gift mastery events, and it's called Dead or Alive, and it's a Western theme.
Yeah.
So kind of different dimensions there. But this one's nothing different from all the other ones we've had. You pass back boosts, and each gift is worth is a boost with five of them. And the only thing that was funny is you can put the boosts on your wish list, and we weren't able to do that in the past. And I was thinking, oh, how funny will this be if you could master the event that way, but you can't.
No.
But if you like the boost, the gold bar offers an attack bonus of 130. I'm not really into fight boosts because I think they're irrelevant on the situation at hand. Mm-hmm. You know, granted, if you find somebody with the exact same skills as you, it might help. But I don't think they help. They're like a dog and pony show. They don't do anything. They look and they sound cool, but they don't really help you. So in, you know, the next 8 days or so, we'll have these boosts going back and forth. And it's another event that requires gifts. And you need to get 4, 8, and 16, and then you've mastered it. And we'll probably get to repeat it 3 times like we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or actually repeat it twice. You can do it 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be the standard.
And it was funny, I was in Disneyland when it came out, so Mike wrote the post. And when it was first introduced, it didn't have any images, so you didn't know what it was called. And Mike named it Outlaw.
Oh, Rebel Man.
I know, they should put him on there.
I know. It's just a matter of time.
Yep. And so just like with everything else, like when poker first came out, it got pulled. When Dead or Alive first came out, it got pulled. Now the secret district that I was going to talk about next is gone.
I know. I just refreshed it. It's just not.
Yeah. This one's called the Slammer. Fortunately, I've done all the work to do the walkthrough. I'm missing like one image of Ruby Mastery, but I believe people posted it on my fan page.
I already started, though. What's going to happen with the progress I already made?
Probably be gone.
It'll be there.
It better be, because...
Well, so far, everything that gets pulled and put back... I mean, think back to the zombie. That came out. They pulled that. Then true. The turkeys got everything they do.
It usually happens while I'm sleeping, though, and I haven't started it, so it doesn't bother me. Yeah. But this started just before we started recording.
Yeah.
So I was playing, and now it's gone.
It's totally gone. Nobody knows why.
Mm. Somebody was glitching somewhere, I guess.
Yeah.
Someone benefited somewhere.
Well, I can't think of an event where this didn't happen.
Yeah, you're right. But doesn't it usually happen in the middle of the night in your hours instead of mine?
Yeah.
Usually. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it'll be back. Right. No need to panic.
I'm not panicked. I just don't care anymore.
I'm just happy I have all my screenshots for my post.
You can carry on with your life. Yeah.
But I still haven't checked to see if the bug is there because I did my loot drop studies before I mastered the Ruby level because the past 2 secret districts, you couldn't use repeat job.
Yeah.
So I was smart this time. I anticipated them not fixing it. So I did my job run on repeat job before I fully mastered it. Maybe it was still there and that's why they pulled it. And they said, oh, we can't do this. It will be embarrassing to have the same bug 3 times.
Yeah. Don't know to stop them.
Yeah, but the secret districts, like all the others, where you have to collect the 50 items, and it's so important to try to do that on the bronze level. And it shouldn't take you long. I did it that way last time, and I know I hate having things not completed, but in the long run, this will benefit you so much more to just farm on the bronze level and then move on. There's plenty of time. What I did notice is normally we get 14 days for secret districts, and this one's only 12. And I believe they should have released it the day after the last one expired, but they didn't. Oh. And they didn't adjust the timer. That's just my theory.
Mm-hmm.
But it
probably
makes
right.
sense. So we got, maybe that's why they pulled it too. Maybe they're going to fix the timer.
I hope so, I guess.
Yeah. Because we have a lot of stuff going on.
A lot. Overwhelmingly. Yeah.
And some good news on the remember I told you about that newsfeed problem where all the Mafia Wars posts disappeared? Well, because of that, Zynga added one day to the timer on the Assassin's Academy. And it would be more exciting if the task at hand wasn't so overwhelming. I don't think a day's going to help many people.
Probably not. Like the poker, it didn't really help.
Yeah.
Right. But it's nice that they do it. It was funny, too, with the poker. If you read the customer support document about it, they explain that it was because of the glitch with the mystery bags. But if you go to the Mafia Wars blog, they say, many of you asked us to increase the time of the event, so we did just that. So
we just wanted more time.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Mafia Wars Lives is back again.
Love it.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it is.
I like it.
Because we did it because you asked, when in fact we did it because it was glitched.
Right. So that, you know, if they wanted to run with that story, they should have been consistent.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Make sure everybody was on the same page.
And the last thing is, I talked about this on two shows ago with the group sale item, it being offered on a 7-day timer instead of a 24-hour timer. And many hoped that because of that, it would reach Ruby level. But I don't think it's going to make it because there's 4 hours left and they still need almost 3,000.
Oh, so it didn't really make a difference.
No. So I'm kind of mad I bought one because I bought it thinking, oh, it's going to make it this time, and it didn't.
Did you get your heavy metal crate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It took a while.
I haven't.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll go on sale. I've seen them on sale once. You know, not that big of a sale, but
somewhat
price. Yeah.
I'll keep looking.
It's about it.
Well, that's a lot.
I know. Lots of stuff going in the game. And our end of days mission expired today, and there's not a new one. So I think we might be getting a break.
Everybody take a deep breath.
I looked in the servers, and I didn't see any images for the next one. But I could be wrong.
I didn't finish it. I'll just say it. I did not finish it.
A lot of people didn't.
Whatever.
You're not alone. It's just part of the game now. You can't finish everything.
Yeah, it's just impossible. And you just have to decide what you want to do is what I've decided. And I'm actually handling it pretty well when I don't finish things at this point. Just like, oh, well, whatever.
Well, I finished them because of the blog, but I've noticed I've been spending so many more reward points than I have in the past. And I don't like that.
No, I don't like that for you either, because you've spent a lot in the past.
I know. But I mean,
cut back, this isn't good.
I thank the people who donate and they click on my ads, and that helps because I'm able to cover those costs. But eventually it might come out where I can't.
I mean, an intervention.
They keep it up. But people are going to quit if that's the case too. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can't do it and you don't want to buy reward points, then you're not going to play the game anymore.
Well, and I know I say this every week, but another week goes by that I've seen a lot of people leave. It's just a daily event of getting an email from someone saying they're gone.
I know, I get them too, and it's sad. Or you see people that it's shocking that they quit.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Chester's handled himself pretty well.
Yeah.
He got 8 ices this week? Or is that the last 2 weeks?
I think Mike said he had 24 in the past 2 weeks.
Pretty funny. So that's all you got?
Yeah.
So y'all got shout-outs tonight? Pete?
I'm just going to go ahead and give a shout-out this evening to the Spocks. And all the Spocktonians at our fan page and stuff like that. And thank you all for being there for us. And we greatly appreciate it.
Jen, you got any shout out?
My shout out goes to Dave, the mad pianist. Lacey, did I say that right?
Sounds good.
Yeah. And he was someone that just sent me an inbox message. And I told him how to do something. And he was really appreciative. And it was nice to know that you can make a difference.
Yeah, it does help, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then, you know, just he said that, you know, he was honored to meet me and I was flattered by that. And it was just nice. So a shout out to him.
Very nice.
And it's people like that that make you want to keep doing this when it gets so frustrating.
Exactly. When you know you're helping out and you help so many people. A lot of people rely on you. A lot of people. A lot of the players of this game need you. So.
Well, it's not just me. It's the community.
Oh, true. I mean, I could say the same for Pete, Mike. A lot of people I know do a lot for this community.
But when, you know, someone touches you personally and lets you know how much you help them, it makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Exactly. Then you know why you're doing it.
Depends on where they're touching you.
Exactly.
And who they are.
It gets true.
It counteracts all the hate because, you know, when you do stuff like this, you do get haters. That's just the nature of the internet.
Yep.
And not everyone's going to like everybody. So I tend to overreact to some of the negative comments I get. And I sometimes I say, why do I do that? Like if someone puts a nice comment, I don't rush to my computer to argue with it. Or, you know, I should be like running back to the comments to say thank you. But it's only when I get the nasty ones
that you get all worked up.
I get all fired up and, you know, make a counter comment that's like three paragraphs long. I got to stop doing that and just let it slide.
Because they love it.
Or sometimes I don't publish them and it's funny because they'll get mad and they'll write another comment. Oh, are you scared to post what I said? Because you know it's true.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
it.
Then I know, okay, it annoyed this person that I did not publish his comment, so I'm not going to publish any of them.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Boomer, who is Meg Boom Boom Pow, because I think he's a badass fighter and doesn't get enough recognition. So that's my shout out. Anything else? Call it a wrap?
I think we'll call it a night.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, get them crashing to the brave new world.